The generation of dirty dishes is probably the number one cause of resistance against home cooking that I get, and I've always written it off as laziness until I saw this otherwise reasonable person washing dishes. Apparently, this is a popular method, but it's dangerous. How can you see sharp knives underneath a veil of suds? It's gross. Who wants to be submerged in dirty dishwasher up to their elbows? And it's just plain inefficient. I will address and improve each phase of the process, but before I get into tangible action, please allow me to spend some time on three conceptual steps that can reestablish your mindset. First, acknowledge that having dirty dishes means that you just made a nourishing meal that feeds you and or your loved ones. Try to see this as a privilege. Second, acknowledge that no job is complete until you clean up and tie up any loose ends. It sucks that my own personal belief in meaningful work being part of a life well lived makes me come off as some kind of radical trad-con freak, but I'm not the type to believe that get rich quick, no risk, no effort, no compromise messaging leads to self-actualization. So suck it up and quit being a baby snowflake. Yeah! Third, you might want to do some research as to how soap actually works. I'm convinced that most people never bothered to learn how soap works. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a whole segment of consumers paying extra to quote-unquote wash their dirty cheeks with bars of lotion or lather up with pesticides labeled antibacterial. The short of it is, real soap, things labeled SOAP soap, will bind to germs, act as a surfactant, and then pull it all off of your skin when you rinse. I used to think that you could only clean raw meat germs off of something by using bleach, but what happens after you touch a chicken thigh barehanded? You wash it off with soap, and you live to tell the tale. Phase one of your transformation is now complete. Next, I've got to address your workstation. As with most manual labor, you'll need to select your tool of choice. I think that these are popular because they aim to keep your scrubbing hand dry and clean, but the bristles are relatively inflexible and the built-in soap dispenser always breaks. These bottle brushes can come in handy in certain cases, but if I had to choose just one cleaning implement, it would be the O-Cedar multi-use scrunch. It's flexible enough, abrasive enough, it doesn't have any moving parts to break, and it's easily replaced. I trusted America's Test Kitchen's recommendation of the scrunch and never looked back. These people do more testing on all of their recipes and gear than all of the pseudoscientific N equals one experiment charlatans put together, so that's good enough for me. Try as many tools as you need to and choose whatever makes you feel happy to do dishes, whether it needs to look cute or last forever or be handmade by artisans. Another way to make dishwashing more enjoyable is to use a soap that smells really enjoyable. Meyer's Clean Day seems to be a real crowd-pleasing brand, and they have dozens of scents to choose from. My last product recommendation, oh no, watch out, he's getting Dexter's Thick Mom with it. That's right, bright pink rubber gloves. And judge me all you want, but these protect you from cuts and hot water to the point that you might forget that you're actually washing dishes. They even have this long flip-up sleeve that prevents water from dripping onto your arms. I used to hate the idea of getting my hands all soapy, wet, dirty, and clammy again and again, but these are big enough that I can slip them on, wash a single utensil, and then pull them off, leaving my booty grabbers completely unaffected. The final element of my ideal dishwashing setup is not necessarily a product recommendation, but do try to have some kind of basin nearby to hold clean, soapy water. You probably noticed in some of my videos that most of the time I have this low-profile enameled dish nearby for this exact purpose. If you used a big bowl while cooking, you can clean that first and then fill it with soapy water. From this point on, nothing goes into the bowl other than the sponge. Don't dip your nasty spoons in here and taint your soap source with detritus. If you find filling the bowl to be too laborious and ritualistic, you can simply take a squirt bottle, fill it up mostly with water and a little bit of soap, shake it up, and now you have soapy water on demand whenever you need it for smaller dishwashing sessions. Everything up until now has been premeditated work to make this phase, the actual work, frictionless. If you keep it up, you can get to a point where dishes get washed quickly and easily enough so that they never actually end up in the sink. However, I will assume the worst and start with a big sink full of dishes. Prioritize what to wash in this order. Dangerous, delicate, and then everything else. So this knife can get washed first, followed by this fragile wine glass, and then everything else. Just load up on clean, soapy water, scrub until clean, and rinse. Afterwards, let each clean dish hang out somewhere to drip dry. In my first apartment, I had this beautiful, simple human rack that I was comfortable leaving out all the time, but now that cameras are often in my kitchen, I use a cheap collapsible one that can be put away easily. If you've got a dishwasher, you can honestly just pull out the top rack and use that for drying. As you wash, switch to the more abrasive side for difficult gunk, and don't be afraid to put something extra difficult to the side while you clean something else. That is soaking, not the lie that you tell yourself to justify leaving a 6-quart pot of pasta water in the sink overnight. If you really honestly truly have some pots with super stuck on gunk, fill them with water, add a little soap, and boil it for a minute before cooling and washing. Consider it a turbo soak in a tenth of the time. These are all now clean, and you can wipe them with a towel if you want and put them away. If you leave with a sense of that being too difficult, use it as your motivation to clean your dishes as soon as you can next time. It's like they always say, empty sink, don't gotta think. Too good. That's how you should wash dishes. If you have a dishwasher, I'm not going to give you any tips on that, partially because the debates get unnecessarily divisive. Can you run it even if it's not totally full? Do you have to pre-rinse your dishes? And partially because your dishwasher comes with a manual that you can just read, whereas all of this does not. Any dishwasher-specific advice that I give you isn't going to apply to all users, depending on whether or not they have dual-level sprayers or automatic soil sensors. I'm going to be honest with you, it's midnight right now, and I've spent the past previous several hours drinking. A, I thought this could be an easy video to knock out before bed, and B, if I can wash a sink full of dishes in this state of mind, you can do it after dinner. So make a habit out of it, keep a can-do attitude, and before you know it, you will be the kind of person who likes washing dishes, and thus, the kind of person who always has a clean kitchen. Good night.